Dying 74. I consider that there is no easy way in learning. A prominent mathematician in ancient Greece, Euclid, said, "There is no royal road to learning," in the presence of King of Egypt in ancient Egypt. I have the same idea regarding this matter. It goes without saying that there is no easy way in learning. The king asked Euclid one question. Is there any easy way to study and understand geometry for me? Then Euclid educationally said to the king, there is no royal road to learning. I see. I also think what Euclid said to the king is very educational. As you rationally imagine, this impressive proverb has been interpreted and treated as the fundamental spirit of science in Western civilization since ancient times. I'd like you to explain it for me some more, please. As Euclid scientifically said, there is no royal road to learning. In other words, there is no shortcut, or there is no easy way in order to learn science. This idea truly tells us the importance of continuous recuperation every day, every night. It is absolutely right. I highly value your persistent recuperation, which you are doing without hesitation. It is quite true that example is better than precept, and things believing. The concrete example is very powerful to prove what you really need to tell in front of other people. I deeply appreciate what you are saying to me. I tell you the important matter again. There is no royal road to learning in your process to study various scientific matters. You need to absolutely experience a lot of difficulties and pains in the substantial process of your study momentarily. I thank you very much for your wonderful advice once again. Essentially, difficulty is a gift given by God. Obviously, you cannot make any progress without experiencing difficulties at all. The difficulties guide you to go forth in your enormous intellectual voyage. I pledge myself to study my field very hard at all times.